Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Yesterday, we had the marvelous reading of the multiplication of the loaves and the fishes and recognition by some people that this must be the Lord, and yet others probably just knew they had some food, and they were grateful for that, and they never even questioned where it came from, or how was it possible that Jesus should be able to serve thousands of people from a very small 5 loaves and 2 fish. It was a miracle. And in a certain sense, it was a Eucharistic miracle. And when we look today at our world, when we look today at the situations that we're facing, my question to all of us and to myself is, how deeply do I believe that God can do anything for those who put their trust in Him? God can do anything. We as Catholics have the Blessed Sacrament. We have the Eucharist. The door should be beaten down daily trying to get in to receive our nourishment for the day. And we can't fit it into our schedule. And sometimes legitimately you can't fit it in, or seasons in your life. But where possible, with sacrifice, to be able to receive the body and blood of Jesus Christ is what gives you what you need for the day. It multiplies in our lives beyond price. It's priceless. But where is our faith, and do we honestly believe? I was reading an excerpt by Father Deitcher. He was a Polish priest and a professor of theology in Warsaw. And anything by Father Deitcher, his last name is spelled D-A-J-C-Z-E-R. D-A-J-C-Z-E-R. Look him up on the internet. You're going to find some of the material he's written, and he's really worth reading. There's a lot to say about faith and our need to grow. And one excerpt from On Faith is this: we should never tire of saying that the Eucharist communicates our redemption. After all, on the altar, there is the continuous saving work of our divine, merciful One, always craving that I might seize the most of the fruits of His saving passion. God wants me to have everything that He's holding out to me. But again, we have free will, and we make choices for other things. We get enamored by other things, and we choose them over what is infinitely valuable for all eternity. Father Deitcher says, continuous redemption on the world's altars means redemption of my personal evil. I need to see my evil in the light of faith. I need to see that God is responding to my faith and my contrition. He even uses my evil so that His mercy can more abundantly flow right into me. I am never alone with my fear, my despair, my disappointment, or a crisis involving accepted authority. Any kind of difficult situation is a trial of faith. I may feel alone and helpless in the face of such trials. And yet the truth is really quite different, paradoxically different. In these highly difficult moments, so whatever struggle you're going through right now, in these highly difficult moments, God is actually closest to me. He draws very near all the time, but particularly in our struggles, our trials, He's there. Father Deitcher says, in times of huge sexual temptations, Christ says to St. Catherine of Siena, I have never been so close to you as in this moment. I have never been so close to you as in this moment. Do we believe that? And do we reach out to Him? Or do we think that because I have a temptation, I'm despicable to God? Of course not. That's not true. It's what you do with the temptation. Do you fight it or do you cave in? If you cave in, do you repent quickly and God in his mercy restores you? Or do you let sin drag you down? You don't have to. His mercy endures forever. Receive it. Father Deitcher concludes, in such moments, God is simply just waiting for me. He is waiting for me to discover the value and treasure of the Eucharist. In every temptation, crisis, fear, or moment of despair, he wants to embrace and transform me by this redeeming sacrament. Please, brothers and sisters, receive the Eucharist with faith. Believe. In other words, don't just go through the motions. If you want to know real nourishment, real strength, real power in your life, receive the Eucharist as often as it's possible. Today we look at the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 13, verses 1 to 11. The Lord said to me, go buy yourself a linen loincloth, wear it on your loins, but do not put it in water. I bought the loincloth as the Lord commanded and put it on. A second time the word of the Lord came to me thus, take the loincloth which you bought and are wearing and go now to the Parath. There hide it in a cleft of the rock. Obedient to the Lord's command, I went to the Parath and buried the loincloth. After a long time, the Lord said to me, go now to the Parath and fetch the loincloth which I told you to hide there. Again, I went to the Parath, sought out, and took the loincloth from the place where I had hid it, but it was rotted, good for nothing. And then the message came to me from the Lord. Thus says the Lord, so also I will allow the pride of Judah to rot, the great pride of Jerusalem. This wicked people who refuse to obey my words, who walk in the stubbornness of their hearts and follow strange gods. We've got a lot of strange gods right now, brothers and sisters. We don't have to go back to the Old Testament. We've got them right in our midst. Who am I worshiping? Who has my allegiance? Who has my loyalty? How about my time, my money? Where am I putting it? Is it in those things that will last forever? Or not. This passage goes on to say, this wicked people who refuse to obey my words, who walk in the stubbornness of their hearts and follow strange gods to serve and adore them, shall be like this loincloth which is good for nothing. For as close as the loincloth clings to a man's loins, so had I made the whole house of Israel and the whole house of Judah cling to me, says the Lord, to be my people, my renown, my praise, my beauty. And what a sad last verse. But they did not listen. Are you listening? Are you really listening to the Lord, to what God asks of you? Are you willing, step by step, to turn your life in the right direction, to decide to follow the kind of priorities that lead you to union with God? What are you doing? Don't drift. Make some decisions. Let us not be like that people who did not listen. Let us listen. You have forgotten God who gave you birth. This is from the responsorial psalm from Deuteronomy chapter 32. You were unmindful of the rock that begot you. You forgot the God who gave you birth. When the Lord saw this, he was filled with loathing and anger toward his sons and daughters. I will hide my face from them, he said, and see what will then become of them. What a fickle race they are, sons with no loyalty in them. Oh, brothers and sisters, let that not define us, please. But each of us has to make a decision about that. I could talk for an hour on that, but let me take a look at the gospel for a moment before we close here. Matthew chapter 13, verses 31 to 35. Jesus proposed a parable to the crowds. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that a person took and sowed in a field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, yet when full grown, it is the largest of plants. It becomes a large bush, and the birds of the sky come and dwell in its branches. He spoke to them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed with 3 measures of wheat flour until the whole batch was leavened. All these things Jesus spoke to the crowds in parables. He spoke to them only in parables to fulfill what had been said through the prophet. I will open my mouth in parables. I will announce what has lain hidden from the foundation of the world. Jesus always taught in parables. It's wonderful. You give a story, and then you take that story and apply it to your life. So he's talking about seeds, the smallest of seed, and putting it in the ground. And when it's full grown, it's the largest of plants. And birds of the sky are able to come and dwell in its branches. And what he's saying is, what about you? Are you part of the largest of plants where many can come and find refuge in you? Do you lead people to God by what you say and think and do? Are you really living your life with purpose or not? And then he speaks of the yeast. When you pick up a good loaf of bread, you don't say, "Oh my goodness, look at the yeast." The yeast disappears. It fulfills its purpose. And it disappears in the sense that we can't sense it with our senses. We can see the result of the yeast. Am I like yeast in certain situations? Am I able to be what God calls me to bring life, to bring nourishment to this, quote, loaf of bread? That's an image. Am I really playing my part in this world? The seed dies, and the yeast, in a certain sense, not truly, but in a certain sense, disappears. You don't take a loaf of bread that's warm, it's just come out of the oven, and put butter on it and take a bite and say, "Oh my goodness, that yeast is wonderful." The yeast has disappeared into the bread. The seed dies that the plant may flourish. And in a certain sense, we need to die to ourselves. We need to put God and his plan, his priorities first. Actually, when we do that, they are the priorities that will serve us best. But we think, "Oh no, I need this and this and this," and I squeeze my faith in somewhere. It's got to be the reverse. Put God and his call and his words, his commandments first. And as you do that, you'll see more clearly your purpose in life. We decrease that he may increase, but all of us come to the glory of God for all eternity if we are faithful to him. May God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I want to offer you a new free booklet entitled Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. That booklet is available to you simply by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to our website, renewalministries.net.